Now, Small Biz Talks with Evolve 7 Digital, a podcast focusing on all things digital and social media to help grow small and medium business. Let's kick it off with host and partners, Andy Watley and Rudy Arocha.
Hey, I'm excited that we're here doing this again, and we do have Rudy here. Yeah, Rudy, welcome.
What's going on, Andy? How you doing, man?
Hey, it's kind of cool. I love today's technology. Rudy is actually at a remote location from me. He's connected up through Zoom, and we're connecting into the podcasting machine. So this is cool.
It's real nice. I think the audio sounds better than last time, and I think we can expect higher quality moving forward.
Yeah, no, I'm like I said, I think when you hear this, you're going to be impressed with the audio quality. So, hey, today we're going to talk a little bit about marketing and some suggestions on how to establish a marketing strategy that would be complete with goals and KPIs, budgets, platforms, etc. And then I thought we would talk a little bit about how to create a marketing plan that is sensitive to or responds to this COVID-19 pandemic that we find ourselves in the middle of. So that's a very realistic and a great topic. It's very...
Yeah, Andy, you know what? I think that's a great topic to cover right now because, you know, things have gotten a little bit weird, and I don't think it's going to be changing.
Understatement.
A little bit weird.
How about a lot bit weird. So to get things kicked off, I think maybe it would make sense if we kind of hit the how to create a marketing strategy first, because I think a lot of people sit back and say, well, I want to sell more merchandise that's pretty simple. But where does somebody start? Where's a good starting point?
Well, the first thing that, I would suggest is to actually sit down and tell yourself, I am going to create a marketing plan and a strategy, okay? And whether you're a small business or a medium-sized business, you might have a marketing team available or just maybe one marketing person. But if you don't, and it's just, you kind of running the show as an owner, you need to really sit down and tell yourself, okay, how am I going to achieve a certain goal through marketing tactics? And this could be, if you're a service center and you want to do more oil changes and, tire work, or if you're a retail store and you're trying to sell more dresses, for whatever. I mean, how are you going to get that? How is that going to happen? And if you've been relying solely on, word of mouth marketing, which we do think is very good, word of mouth is definitely the way we like to promote certain businesses, but we amplify it through digital tactics and other marketing tactics. So step number one would probably be to let yourself know, okay, I am coming up with a marketing strategy, a marketing plan. And then you got to identify what the objectives are. Okay. Cause as you know, Andy, many of our different clients that we work with, the marketing goals vary. Could be just to get lead generation for hiring, truck drivers for one of our companies. The other can be actually getting online e-commerce orders for,
steaks,
jewelry, stuff like that. Oh yeah, our steak guy, our new guy, steaks. And let's jump back and touch on the steak guy towards the end when we talk specifically about COVID, because he started out more as a wholesaler to restaurants, and now he's looking to adapt to the market and sell steaks straight to consumer. Is that correct, Andy?
Yeah, it is. And I want to reel that tape back just for a second because you said something there. I think that a lot of times people think, I want to increase sales. Well, that's great. That's a great goal. That's a great objective. But that's too broad. It really needs, and I heard you say something about the specific side of that. In other words, am I going to get traffic counts up? Am I going to sell more T-bone steaks? Am I going to sell more of these dresses? Am I going to drive more e-commerce? It's got to be really specific, yes? As a goal, not these generalities like I'm going to sell more, period, right?
Yeah, exactly. And it really, there's so many factors that come into play, but let's just say, for example, a brand new business, okay? You don't really have a book of business. You don't have that luxury of word of mouth of clients, getting you business just because you do good business yourself. So in the beginning, if you just started a business, one of the big things that we always look for and that we always preach is you really got to build your brand identity and start branding, okay, which is letting people know, hey, I exist. You know, I'm a new restaurant down the corner, a new bar. And how am I going to let people know besides just hoping they drive by the building and see our nice sign? What are we going to do to get them to come in? Well, that's when you can start, you know, advertising on social media, building your brand. What makes your restaurant unique compared to all the other restaurants that serve the same type of food you do? And then you start branding first. And then with time, then you can start building up other marketing strategies that can bounce off that. Does that make sense?
That totally makes sense. And I think, again, it's back to specific. It's back to realistic. It's back to goals. And then how do you, obviously, you got to measure everything you do to know whether or not you're getting the job done. How are you going to ascertain KPIs and how are you going to measure your performance to know, am I doing a good job or am I sucking?
Yeah, for sure. So it can be measured in multiple ways. I mean, so, you know, when it comes to certain very granular type of tactics, let's just say lead generation, for example, that we do on Facebook and Instagram, we can actually tell people exactly what the actual cost per lead is. And let's just say it's we are signing up people to take online orders for an Italian restaurant.
Tuscan Cattle, one of our clients.
Tuscan Cattle, yeah, exactly. We're going to be able to let them know exactly based off the email, phone number, and user sign up with the lead generation ads, what they actually purchase, at what price did they purchase, and how many did they purchase based off of this ad. So not only will we be able to tell them, listen, your cost per lead is X amount of dollars, out of the people that submitted a lead and requested more information or that just bought directly from your e-commerce website, this is what they purchased and this is how much you made off of it. So after a while, you can start seeing trends to see, okay, my cost per lead is this. I know I'm investing X amount of dollars. Let's just say it's $2,000 a month. And my gross sales is jumping up from $5,000 a month to $15,000. I mean, those are just kind of, you know, rough numbers. Just, you know, I'm just throwing numbers out there. But the other thing, you know, if you don't really have the capability or the right partner to give you specifics on cost per lead and e-commerce return on ad spend, I mean, then you just kind of go back to the old generic way back in the day where, okay, I'm spending X amount of dollars on whatever it is you're doing, whether it be, you know, guerrilla marketing, having, you know, people go put flyers on cars and whatever it is you decide to do. And then you just really look at sales and say, okay, I'm spending X amount of dollars based on the history of my sales over the past 3 months and what I did last year. I'm seeing that because I'm investing $2,000, I'm seeing an increase in sales. Of course, that's kind of the old school type of tactic, but sure. I mean, really, if you're a smaller company and that's all you can do, I mean, you want to be able to gauge it as best as you can.
Sure.
And I think that's the point there.
Well, you know, I mean, you know, all fancy schmancy marketing speak aside, like KPI, by the way, if anybody ever heard that, didn't know what it stood for. It's a key performance indicator, a fancy way of saying, what am I measuring in a granular way to be able to judge what I'm doing. But you know, when you talk about cost per lead, that's a pretty simple concept and something anyone can do. What did it cost me in ad spend in order to generate that lead? So you could then look at that number and say, hey, I know when I convert, how many of those that convert to actual sales, I can then figure out my complete customer acquisition cost, right? Again, it sounds like fancy marketing speak, but the truth is, it's just knowing I was able, using data, available data, I was able to ascertain exactly how much I spent to convert to a sale, and then compare that against your margins and say, is this worthwhile to get that customer? Because if you're spending $300 to get a customer that you make $200 on, that's not a great idea. That's a race to the bottom, right? So, but exactly. If it's the other way around, if it costs you $200 to get somebody who earned you $400 in gross margin, suddenly it becomes worthwhile, and you could kind of validate your strategy and your tactics. Yeah,
I agree, Andy. I do, and I would say to be careful, one pitfall that I see a lot of businesses kind of do, especially when they dive into the digital marketing game, and it's when, you know, they hire a partner who basically says, we're going to do X, Y, and Z. Let's just say, you know, Google Ads, for instance. And hey, you had a great month. You had, you know, 500 people click, and this, your cost per click is so low, and they're leaving the business owner with a, hey, well, okay, what does that mean for me? How much did I make off of that? I mean, yeah, it's nice to see that you have a low cost per click or that all these people are clicking to your website, but how is that really making the register open? And, you know, how's that producing sales for me? Exactly. So you just want to be, yeah, you just want to be sure to take it down the full funnel and really start getting a full understanding of how is this helping my business? Yeah. How is this making
me
money?
Exactly. Yeah, no, I agree totally. I think what we're going to do in sensitivity to time, it's a pretty deep topic, and we're going to continue on that on another podcast in a moment. We're going to talk a little bit about marketing and COVID.
Enjoyed by millions, hundreds of thousands, thousands. This is Small Business Talks with Evolve 7. And now, Small Business Talks with Evolve 7 continues to pontificate on some digital and social media topic. Let's get after it.
So, Rudy, you're talking about COVID, and that's kind of changed everything, right? Everything has changed. I mean, the rules are the gloves are off, the rules have changed. How do you have to change your marketing plan now during COVID, and you're looking at perhaps lower overall sales, you still need to market? What do you do? What's to do?
There's so many things you got to take in mind now. I mean, one is, what is your local government going to mandate you to do? You know, simple things that were so common back then are not going to be common, such as, hey, big grand openings. You know, you can't really market a traditional grand opening and expect 300 people to be crammed into your place of business for whatever it is you do. So you got to get creative, Andy, I think, and you got to figure out ways to still be able to make that loud buzz. Let's just say if you're trying to get a grand opening through the door, and you got to figure out ways to touch consumers through other means, which is, you know, over the phone, over social media, over email, over anything that's really doesn't have to bring them physically in. Or if they are coming physically in, then it's probably going to be at a lower capacity. One of the interesting things, Andy, I think we've seen with a lot of our restaurants and even our bars is you're seeing a lot more of the bars that we've worked with. They're moving to actually create larger menus of food. That way they can still stay in business and still offer a service to the public. You know, before they might just have a little bit of bar food on their menu, but now you're just seeing them actually come out and build full menus for delivery. And I think it's just what you have to do with the time, and you have to adapt, you know?
Yeah, it seems to me during this era of pandemic and really even beyond that, making human contact has become more important than ever. And I think sometimes people need to think about that this isn't going to last forever. Someday this will be over and we'll be looking back. And a lot of the things that we do from a marketing perspective today are going to have implications and impact the way things go after this is over. So those people that were sensitive to the community, that provided a service, that were understanding over the fact that people have less money maybe or less confidence of shopping, you know, those companies that position themselves well during this time will come out of this even stronger.
I agree 100%, Andy. And you know, it's really, again, about adapting to whatever scenario you have. For instance, our B2B clients and us specifically, you're seeing that we're adjusting and doing more Zoom meetings, you know, more webinars. We're not really taking those meetings in person if we really don't have to. And we're just starting to normalize this type of behavior and these types of marketing tactics. And I just recommend for whatever industry you're in, you really look at maybe what some of the leaders in your category are, what they're doing and how they're being successful. And don't be afraid to try new things, right, Andy? Because I mean, you're going to have to. Everyone's trying new things right now. Yeah. So when you're adjusting your marketing plan, keep those things in mind where if, say, you still have an objective of selling X amount of steaks And now the restaurants aren't demanding as much from you because they don't have as many clients. Well, how are you going to solve that problem? And our client, specifically Tuscan Cattle, well, they decided, okay, I'm going to build an e-commerce platform and start marketing directly straight to consumers. That way they can buy from our website and get quality premium steaks delivered to their doorstep. I mean, that's called adjusting for sure, you know, adapting for sure.
Exactly. No more trip to the store. And that's really important. So I think that we've got a topic open here that really is going to justify a whole other session on this because we're kind of out of time now. But I think next time let's continue with the same discussion of marketing during COVID. And then we'll get back also to some core and fundamental marketing concepts on how to apply those things to your business and how to establish a marketing plan. Yeah, you cool with
that? Yeah, I think that's great, Andy. I think this might have to be a 2-3, maybe even 4-part little series because there's a lot that we need to cover on this and just to give better value and understanding on how we can adapt to this market.
No, that all sounds good
Thanks,
to me,
Rudy and Andy. This is Small Business Talks with Evolve 7 Digital. If you're still listening now, you likely enjoyed the podcast at some level. If so, please share with a business person you know. If you didn't like the show so much, have mercy. Please keep that to yourself. You can find all the details on subscribing, downloading, and listening to this and other podcasts at evolve7.com. Questions to Small Biz Talks at evolve7.com.